welcome to The Lamplighter. If you were with us yesterday, we were having an interview with June Hunt, host of Hope for the Heart, as she brought us much-needed counsel on a very difficult area that sadly we have to discuss, that of sexual abuse of younger children, and how parents can prevent it by talking to them early and explaining certain things. So here now is the conversation where we left off last time, where we were talking with June Hunt from Hope for the Heart.
That first year that we were in existence, I had a sister who called me on the phone, and she said, June, you need to know about Marilyn Vanderburr, who is Miss America. She's just come out saying that she was a victim of childhood sexual abuse. Really? Well, she's from Denver. Her father was a socialite. He was a contributor to all kinds of events. So, bottom line, later, she came out and actually told the world that she had been a victim of childhood sexual abuse, and that is the area of which she has been profoundly impactful when she is announced at all these Miss America events year after year. They always state that she is an advocate for those who have been sexually abused.
Unbelievable. How strong and how bold. And you've been able to get a message out down on Times Square that covers, what are the main issues, what are the main messages that you brought to those millions of people down there?
Well, we only had 15 seconds at a time that was would be running. Now, people could download, if they went to hopefortheheart.org, that's what we had a child, an image of a child, then it stayed on, you know, for 5 seconds, then a second image, and then the last was, there is hope. And then it's contact hopefortheheart.org/help-me in large letters. Help me.
Mm.
And so there were about 2,000 downloads of free material that we could send them. There were those who did call. We didn't leave a phone number, but they would find our ministry name. We have people who are there. We call it our care center. We have those who are on the phones to help counsel those who need help and hope. They can get our material on childhood sexual abuse or on any of these other types of abuse, verbal and emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, different kinds of abuse or abuse recovery. So we have many, many things that can be of help to those who say, I don't know what to do, or I don't know how to protect my own children.
How should we protect and make sure that our children do not get into this kind of a thing?
Well, let's be candid. Let me just ask you, did your parents equip you to know what to do if someone tried to touch you and approach it inappropriately?
It was the early 60s, very, very little. We lived in rural America. They did a tiny bit, but they didn't do much, and we were protected anyway. We didn't live in a big city.
But look, your parents weren't protected. I mean, it's this huge missing gap for those who have the care of children. What I would say is, I asked a group yesterday, how many of you actually were told what to do, or what not to do, or what, things like this, and not one person was told by a parent, this is what we've done, and I just love what we have here. It's called Protection Power. It's in our Biblical Counseling Keys on childhood sexual abuse, but it's called Protection Power. And it's how you talk with your children. Now, see, most parents are going to say, I just feel way too awkward. I don't know what to do. Well, we've got what you should do.
Okay.
And the following statements can instill confidence and build assertiveness in young hearts and help a child to resist inappropriate sexual advances. So these are the words. God loves you and made your body with a special plan and purpose. If you're asked to do something you think is wrong, say no, even to an older relative or friend of the family. Then come tell me whether saying no worked or not. And then you practice role-playing. It's like, I want you to say no with me. And it'd be like, Dick, if you were a little boy, I'd have you say no. And you go, no. Okay, no, do it louder. Let's do it together.
Okay.
Okay, you got it? Okay, Dick, right now, say no real loud. No. You see, now, actually, they'd be smiling, but you're helping them learn to say no. They know the word no, but now they have a right to say it to an adult. They have a right to say it even to a friend of the family, and you've just told them that. Then you go
very
on.
Good.
All this is written down step by step. Your body belongs to you, and you decide who touches it. And here's the most important sentence of the whole. The parts of your body covered by your bathing suit are private. Never allow anyone to touch your private parts unless it's for medical reasons and a parent is present. If someone tries to touch your private parts, scream and run to a safe place. If someone touches your private parts and says it's okay, they're wrong. Tell anyway. If a person doesn't stop touching you, say, I'll tell if you don't stop, then tell me or someone else when you're safe. If someone threatens you, don't be afraid, tell anyway. If you're asked to keep the touching a secret, tell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If the person you tell doesn't believe you, keep telling. No matter how embarrassed you may feel, keep telling until someone responsible believes you. And here's the last statement. Pray and identify a safe adult you can trust who to help you, someone who is not a member of your family. And the Bible says this in the book of Proverbs, which is the book on wisdom, Proverbs 1:10. If sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. And you share that even with a child. By the way, parents can do this, yes. Grandparents, I just was with somebody the other day who was sitting with me as I was doing our radio program, Hope for the Heart, and she said, oh, I just did this with my grandchildren. And she said, in fact, I'm going to repeat it and do it tomorrow night. And I said, really? And she said, yes, I saw that you had this in your material. Well, and then I said, why do you feel so passionate about this? Because she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, because I was sexually abused when I was a child. So she is determined to make sure that people in her family, by the way, I'm an aunt. I shared this years ago with my nieces. This can be done in even a context of a church. It can be done with youth groups, children's groups, with permission, where everybody understands, you know, all you're saying is no one should touch the part of your body covered by your bathing suit.
Mm-hmm. And that gives them the courage and the practice to say no in front of the parent, mom and dad. Later,
yes.
If they have to, God forbid, they can do that in a dangerous
yes.
situation.
And by the way, when parents are well-meaning and say, obey your elders. Now, they are trying to protect you, but unfortunately, most of the childhood sexual abuse occurs with someone a child knows and that the child considers safe. So please don't just say, obey your elders. An elder, by the way, could be a grandfather, an uncle, certainly a parent. It could also be an older brother. It could be someone just 6 months older.
Mm.
Children are literalists. So when you hear obey your elders, it's, you know, we need to respect people who are older, but still, but now you put your caveat, you never allow anyone to touch you in the area of your body covered by your bathing suit.
That is very good advice. And you said that is in one of the books that you have, your counseling keys.
Oh, yes. It is one of the counseling keys on childhood sexual abuse. That section is right in there on protection power.
Every parent, every grandparent should ask if their parents have done this. Because you don't know, and it'll happen so quick. And you may not know afterwards if you've not told your child to report back to you.
Exactly.
We've been talking with June Hunt, host for Hope for the Heart, heard on WJLY at 10 o'clock in the morning. And if you listen to our companion station, WTRH, she has a counseling program, Hope in the Night, on WTRH 93.3 FM at 11 p.m. And you touch a lot of hearts during that time, too, don't you?
There are many, many, yes, who call, and it's a privilege to talk with them and to present God's truth for today's problems.
June, we've been grateful to have your time. I know you're a busy woman. I know your ministry covers and touches people all over the world. So we're going to say goodbye at this time. If people want to find out more about this or the other areas of ministry for Hope for the Heart, hopefortheheart.org is where you go. June, we appreciate all your love and support and what you're doing for the community of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Dick. It's a privilege to talk with you.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on The Lamplighter.